Hello and welcome to the Business Analysis Conference podcast. I'm Judy Rees and I'm here with Martin Wilson. Hello, Martin.
Hello, Judy.
Now, you're the president of the IIBA UK chapter, I think, and closely involved in the conference that's coming up. Tell me a bit about the IIBA.
One of the key things to kind of understand about the IIBA is that it is a not-for-profit professional association that looks at developing the role and professional recognition of the business analyst. The IIBA on the international front has been around now for 6 years, has about 10,000 plus members, and has over 100 chapters worldwide. The UK chapter has actually been around now for 3 years, and we have about 200 members within the UK. And we've been the driving force to basically host the first ever business analysis conference within the UK.
Which is coming up in a couple of weeks' time and is looking very exciting.
Absolutely, absolutely. So it's actually being held on the 28th, 29th and 30th of September within central London at the Radisson Portman Hotel within London.
And what's it going to be like?
Well, we've got a range of different kind of topics. So there's two kind of main themes, if you like, in terms of what we're looking at the conference. One kind of track session is kind of focused on the role of the business analyst and how we deliver business value. And the second track is focused on business analysis tools and techniques. It's a three-day conference where on the first day we've set up a series of tutorials for people that are both new and experienced within the business analysis profession. And on the second and third day, effectively, are combined with track session speakers, keynotes, with kind of networking breaks and exhibits from various different vendors across the profession, as well as actually having some qualification clinics. The IIBA itself has its own professional qualification in business analysis, and it's called the Certified Business Analyst Professional, the CBAP. But there are also other professional associations through the likes of BCS and ISEB that also hold their own professional qualifications. And what we're quite keen to do in this type of forum is to basically explore with people that are interested in developing their careers in business analysis to give them an opportunity to see which qualifications best fit the path that they're going down.
So they get an individual session with someone to talk that through?
Absolutely. They can book in advance of the conference. Opportunities to be sent out over the next week for attendees to book a slot with some of the people that we feel are experts to be talking on the different qualifications so they can decide for themselves. And we also have a number of facilitated sessions, which essentially are panel discussions. One is around the role of the BA and what's expected, and the other one is more about setting up a business analysis community within your organization. This is basically a consolidation of a lot of different companies inputting into it, and will give the attendees the opportunity to interact and ask questions and be part of the session itself.
Because business analysis as a profession seems to be growing very, very quickly. So you now find multiple people within one company that have got that title or are doing that kind of job.
Absolutely. But one of the unique things that, you know, we've been really driving home over the last year, I would say, as we've seen the momentum really grow within the profession, is that the business analyst role as such has really developed from what I think was more previously an operational type role, a tactical type role, and has worked its way up into the business world and language into more strategic positions.
Mm-hmm.
How we would define the business analyst is someone that effectively works at the heart of business change, that's looking at kind of ascertaining business problems or identifying opportunities from a business or technology perspective. And I said this could be done in different capacities, whether that be strategic, tactical, or operational. And I think the way that we like to kind of term it in simple terms, that the BAs help organizations to better understand what they need and why, to basically enable better decision-making, to kind of have a successful business solution to meet the company needs. So where project management is more focused on the delivery in terms of the what and the how, business analysis is much more focused on the what and the why.
Mm-hmm. And if business analysts want to have a big impact on the way companies go and in the future, then now's the opportunity to seize the time, as it were.
Absolutely. I said we basically have targeted this conference at a number of different people, different types of roles within organizations, and not just business analysts. So we were certainly inviting business analysts to attend, but equally so project managers, program managers, business sponsors, change leads, consultants, employers, recruiters, vendors, product managers. So a lot of the touch points within the profession obviously would benefit greatly from understanding more about the profession.
Mm-hmm. What is the difference between a business analyst and say, a project manager or a program manager?
Yeah, I would say in simple terms, it's about where they engage with the business and when. So a business analyst could be looking at it from a strategic perspective, for example, would be focused much more on looking at business problems and opportunity areas, where project management traditionally has been very focused around the delivery side. So whether it be solutions or technologies or processes that are looking to be implemented, you basically use project management and project managers to deliver those types of solutions, where the BA would effectively provide an assurance against the requirements that were basically gathered. The IMBA effectively identifies a number of kind of key knowledge areas for the business analyst, and those include things like enterprise analysis, where you're looking at the business as a whole, requirements planning and management, requirements solicitation, so basically gathering the requirements, the analysis and documentation, so that's more the analytical stuff, and also, you know, the solution assessment and validation, making sure that what's been delivered meets the requirements. Communications obviously is critical, but there are a number of different underlying skills that are important, those being communication, leadership, problem solving, having a good sense of the business knowledge. IT obviously is important, but as I said, business analysis has evolved considerably now, where it isn't just about IT. It can be equally about people areas within organizations. It can be about product. It can be about process. So it's a lot more all-encompassing now as the profession has evolved.
And that should make for an interesting conference, as all those people who have communication as one of their core skills get together and start comparing notes.
Absolutely. I think what you'll tend to find is that there are a lot of business analysts out there that are just basically operating in different roles, and they don't quite appreciate the uniqueness of the skills that they actually have within the organizations. And what we want to be able to do with this conference is empower these people to understand a little bit more about what this role is, how it's evolved, so they can basically understand the true value that they're delivering to their businesses.
So it should be a bit of a feel-good fest for business analysts.
We at the IBA, we effectively hold chapter monthly meetings where we, on average, have about 100 attendees, and we do organize kind of networking events and speakers for people to engage with the profession and to be basically learning, basically using it as a kind of professional development tool for them.
It's going to be 3 days packed with interesting speakers. Who are you most looking forward to hearing from?
Well, it's a tough one, really. So we have a number of high-profile keynote speakers. We've got David Taylor, Mark Harrison from the BBC, David Clark from BCS, and also Paul Kobe from British Airways. So from the keynote perspective, I mean, they're all fantastic. We're very lucky to have them all within this conference. They said that the range of speakers that we have will certainly give people a much, much better understanding of what business analysis is. I think one of the key objectives that, you know, that we're looking to kind of have come across at this conference is to obviously increase the awareness of the IBA, but also the business analyst profession as a whole. But also for individuals that do tend to use this as a professional development opportunity, and equally to benefit from the networking opportunities to meet with their peers.
Sounds like it should be a very useful and fun place to be.
Absolutely, absolutely. We're extremely excited. I mean, with a couple more weeks to go, we're in great shape. So we have over 150 attendees already that are booked in. We've got, believe it or not, although this was a UK kind of developed conference, we actually have attendance from over 10 countries, including Saudi Arabia, Netherlands, Germany, South Africa, Switzerland, Canada, Finland, Austria, France. So there's a big eclectic mix of different nationalities that attendees will be able to benefit from learning from. Not to mention, too, we've got a range of different sectors that are attending as well, ranging anywhere from financial to insurance, government, building and construction, software training. So it is a big mix of a lot of different types of companies, people, and backgrounds.
Sounds great. I shall really look forward to being there and to meeting you there.
Absolutely, absolutely. And just for all those that are interested in attending, we basically have IBA discounts for members up to 15%, and they can be combined with group discounts, so you can get up to a 40% discount if you book in larger groups. But all that information is available on the website.
Yeah, all the details on the website, as they say.
Yes.
Okay, that sounds fantastic. Thank you very much indeed for talking, and I look forward to meeting you then.
Great. Thanks, Judy.